I was invited to a wedding. I thought I burned all my bridges that I would never be invited to another wedding ever again. Then at some point, I was like, man, I haven't been to a wedding in a while. Not that I really miss it, but is it me or did I do it right? Then sometimes I was wondering if I was the problem. But realistically, if I'm invited to a wedding, maybe I need better friends. Bali was the actual wedding location. That's the original one. You know, like, how do you say that, please don't come to my wedding, without saying, please don't come to my wedding? How about a destination wedding? When that was floated out and they're asking me for my address, I was like, I hope they get it wrong. I hope they have my old address. I hope I don't get an invitation. I don't even like my commute to work. How can I get on a plane for 16 hours and be there for a weekend that isn't about me? The point of emphasis was like, we could actually have a bigger wedding because it costs less in Bali. I was like, well, it may cost less for you, but it's going to cost more for me. So when they said Georgia, I was like, I'm in. You know, at some point, like, you look at it as like half full rather than half empty, that it actually seems more appealing, even though that it's in Marjorie Taylor Greene country. It's like the furthest western point of Georgia. Beautiful, but I would much rather risk my skin color and my beliefs than get on a plane for 16 hours. I'm older, I'm of Generation X, so going to a millennial wedding is, I just didn't know if I would actually connect with millennials. You know, like, millennials are the group of people that have to start their sentences with honestly, or to be honest with you, or I can't tell a lie. When they start their sentences like, or when they don't start their sentences like that, I kind of think they're lying to me. I heard what you said, but it sounded like you start your sentence without those magic words. So I kind of think that this is false. It's also 20-year-olds that are on their second kid, you know, and I'm in my 40s. So it just doesn't feel like being real, no lie, honestly, I was afraid that I was going to be stuck with the singles table. Because I just didn't know if I could actually relate to any of these people. Maybe like a divorcee or something, you know, like that's kind of more my niche. You know, I just didn't want to be there. You know, like if that Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran song, if I could be trapped in a song, that was the song I was trapped in. Like, I flew solo for this, woke up at 4 a.m., got an Uber ride to the place for this. I remember seeing this clip about like a Dana Plano. She was on Different Strokes and how she committed suicide. Single parent, super tough. But the point of emphasis was she had less than $1,000 in her bank account. And I was like, well, they better not look at my bank account, because that was the 80s. And I knew it's got to be really tough raising a kid by yourself. But I'm neither of that. And in today's standards, it's probably like $8,000. And I'm nowhere near that. So how would they judge me? Like, the point of emphasis isn't that I killed myself. It'd be like, Kevin had less than $1,000 in his bank account, just like Dana Plano. While I'm here at this wedding with people that have a house and have a foundation and they have love. And I'm none of that, you know. It just didn't feel like I belonged. It didn't feel like, I felt like I was just there to just like be the one that just was like the period to a sentence when it's just, you know, like continual love. And it's like, we need a period. Let's have Kevin sit here. And it's a super fancy wedding, you know. What I mean by fancy, I mean it was in this beautiful place outside in the Georgia heat at 3:30 p.m. Like, that's the hottest time of the year. They're like, we're going to torture you just a little bit because we need you to know that our love can conquer the heat in Georgia. We're going to let you marinate a little bit and make you guys feel like barbecue before we, I mean, I don't know why they do it like this. Like, we know that they're millennials. It's going to be a little bit later. It's going to be a Guns N' Roses concert. We don't, like, I didn't even have to be there on time. And this is what happened. I was driving in from Chattanooga, Tennessee, to Trenton, Georgia. There is that time shift that I was completely unaware of. There's no alert that says anything like that. My phone didn't even pick up on it that changed the time. Is this a little bit weird? I kind of wish that we had a little bit of a heads up, maybe a sign that says, you know what? You're losing time. By the time you enter here, we're going to go back in time. It's going to be 1965. This is where you are right now. So when I showed up, I thought I was like an hour. No, actually, I thought like I was an hour 20 ahead of schedule. Instead, I was actually 20 minutes before. I was like, so this is a guy that saw me and he was like, hey, man, I remember you. And I was like, he goes, have we met? And I was like, I don't think so. Then he goes, I know we've met. We met at this place. You're that comedian. I was like, shit. Now this guy's actually called me out on this. I was super embarrassed. And then he goes, you know what? You must be the chillest guy I know. It's like, why do you say that? He was like, because the wedding's in 20 minutes and you're still in your street clothes. That's how clueless I was with the time change. Even with that little mishap, I still had 45 minutes of time to spare before we had to go outside and have the wedding. But I got lucky. You know, I got to sit with my friends, got to hang out with them. I didn't get paired up with the singles table. Anything, you know, I kind of, it's a millennial wedding. I was a little surprised that we wouldn't have tossed salad. You know what I mean? Because I know that's all millennials will eat. Like, if I could start my own restaurant or business, it would just be called a taste of ass. That's it. It's a taste of ass. We're going to have asses and assholes just serve you, you know, and we would just have, what kind of ass would you want? Even if it's like apple bottoms, it could just be a Rimmer, like, you know, that drink. I forget whatever you call it. Everything was done with the QR code, you know, like what invitations, there's a website. It was very different than what I expected, you know. I even got an old school invite. So this is what weddings are like in 2025 with kids, you know. They still do the clinking glasses. They still do the dancing. It's a little bit different because this is an SDA wedding. So I was really shocked that there was some dancing. You know, this is also like old SDA and new SDA. Old SDA is the no fun religion, and the new SDA is like kind of fun. Kind of fun religion. That's the difference. Overall, I survived. I'm still alive. I'm doing this podcast right. And hopefully I can say I am officially retired from going to weddings.